Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, April 1st. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Scherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today. Morgan Stanley estimates the deficit will total at least nearly $4 trillion, risk-off sentiment seeping back into the markets, and Microsoft bucks the plunge. Leading today's news, a new study by Morgan Stanley estimates the deficit will total at least $3.7 trillion in the calendar year 2020 and an additional $3 trillion in 2021, financed by the sale of treasuries, largely to the Federal Reserve. If the economy shrinks this year, the fiscal deficit relative to the size of the economy could even approach 15 to 20%. Those numbers haven't been seen since World War II. On top of all those deficits, President Trump on Tuesday called for a new infrastructure spending bill worth $2 trillion, while the Fed launched a temporary lending facility allowing foreign central banks to convert their treasury holdings to dollars. In other market news, risk-off sentiment is seeping into the markets once again, with traders deciding their next moves as the second quarter kicks off. S&P 500 futures are down 3.6%, and Dow futures are off more than 700 points, following a warning from President Trump that the coming weeks would be very painful. White House projections of between 100 and 240,000 U.S. coronavirus deaths. The Dow already recorded its worst quarter since 1987 in Q1, while the S&P 500 logged its worst quarter on record as the pandemic caused a nationwide shutdown of the economy. Only one stock in the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose during the first quarter, and it was only up by a penny. While Microsoft said it didn't expect to reach its quarterly revenue target for the business segment that includes Windows due to coronavirus interruptions, it also said demand was solid and benefited from high usage of cloud services. Hardest hit on the DJIA was Boeing, which saw losses of 54%, as well as energy plays ExxonMobil and Chevron, and financial names JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs. With U.S. crude experiencing its worst month and quarter in history, President Trump called Vladimir Putin for a lengthy conversation, agreeing that their energy ministers should begin consultations. The U.S. Department of Energy also appears ready to lease space to oil companies in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That would help drillers running out of space to stash their product as demand evaporates due to the coronavirus and Saudi-Russia price war. The safer, affordable, fuel-efficient vehicles rule will toughen carbon dioxide emissions standards by 1.5% a year through model year 2026 versus the 5% reduction set under the Obama administration. By 2026, new cars are required to average about 40 miles per gallon instead of the prior requirement that was close to 50 miles per gallon. The issue isn't considered a real game changer, with California still fighting in court to have its own standards. Ford, Honda, BMW, and Volkswagen have already agreed to the tighter standards set by Obama and seem to be planning accordingly. General Electric has finalized the sale of its biopharma unit to Danaher, giving it $20 billion after accounting for taxes, fees, and factored receivable balances. The anticipated proceeds have been central to CEO Larry Culp's efforts to chip away at GE's debilitating debt load and help it recover from a deep slump in recent years. The company's won approval from the Federal Trade Commission last month for the deal, which was announced in early 2019. Macy's shares have sunk more than 70% this year, leaving the struggling company with a market value of just over $1.5 billion, as coronavirus-induced store closures compounded struggles with a shift to online shopping. As a result, the once iconic retailer, which has furloughed most of its staff, is being removed from the S&P 500. It will be replaced by AC maker Carrier Global, which was spun out last month by United Technologies in a bid to complete its merger with Raytheon. Zoom Video's daily U.S. user volumes hit a record 4.84 million yesterday, according to Apptopia data, and the company's active users were up over 150% year-over-year in March. On the same day, Microsoft Teams had 1.56 million users and Slack had less than 500,000. Shares of Zoom, which debuted last year at $36 apiece, closed at $146 on Tuesday, while its market value has more than doubled since the end of January. Microsoft is hailing new legislation signed by Washington Governor Jay Inslee, calling it the first time a state or nation has passed a new law devoted exclusively to putting guardrails in place for the use of facial recognition. It requires public agencies to regularly report on their use of the technology, establishes a task force to study its effects, and test the software for fairness and accuracy. Law enforcement agencies must also obtain a warrant to run facial recognition scans, except in case of an emergency. In a sign of things to come, Italy's economy minister confirmed a business lobby's forecast of a 6% fall in gross domestic product in 2020. He was quoted as saying, "Unfortunately, the estimates are realistic. At the same time, we can say that the Italian economy can aim at a vigorous rebound." Italy has been in lockdown since March 9th, and non-essential activities have been shut down until April 3rd, although the regulation is likely to be extended until the 15th. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha: 3M ramping up N95 masks to reach 50 million per month. Macau casino operators are bleeding up to 4 million a day. Internet mobile providers check in with Trump. Plans for New York legal pot up in smoke. Amazon's firing of strike leader under investigation. Xerox abandons $35 billion hostile bid for HP. Marriott suffers another data breach. Caterpillar, latest company to nix pay hikes. As of 6:20 a.m. today, stock futures, crude, and Bitcoin are all down, and that safe haven gold is up. On the economic calendar, look for ISM Manufacturing Index at 10 a.m.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.